Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, June 10th, 2021. Yesterday, all schools in Berlin returned to regular classes. Mayor Mueller announced last week that, quote, pandemic-related regular operation in full learning group strengths is planned, unquote. Therefore, the obligation to wear masks in schoolrooms, hygiene and distancing rules, and the staff and student testing requirement will remain in place. Masks will no longer have to be worn on the playgrounds, however. And parents who have major health concerns will still not have to send their children to school. Therefore, the attendance requirement remains suspended. Originally, the Senate did not want to return to regular operations until after the summer vacations. But a court decision forced the Berlin state government to rethink. Following urgent appeals, the Berlin Administrative Court ruled that Berlin had to ensure that two students from an elementary school could attend classes. The two were being taught alternately with half the class size. Education Senator Schiertes accepted the court's decisions and announced a, quote, regular operation under pandemic conditions, unquote, after the court decision. In a letter to the school principals, the Education Administration explicitly emphasized that, in addition to lessons, the students should have the opportunity to meet as a whole learning group, to reestablish contacts, to talk about what they've experienced, and to tackle joint activities. Education administrators also suggested taking the opportunity to learn outdoors as much as possible just before the start of summer. Meanwhile, students are also to be given the opportunity to close learning gaps during the summer vacations. Particularly for first-year students and those in grades 7 and 8, there are to be special vacation programs. Last week, Senator Schiertes presented a catch-up program for which 64 million euros in federal funding is available. The majority of this is to be used for educational coaching and weekend schools. In order to be able to assess what deficits there are, learning level surveys are also planned in Berlin at the beginning of the school year. The vacations in Berlin begin on June 24th. The new school year will then start in August for all grades and all types of schools with full attendance classes. According to the Education Administration, mandatory testing for students and teachers will remain in place, as well as the indoor masking requirement. The Berlin Senate has passed the Clean Kitchen Act, which is intended to ensure greater transparency in the food sector. Through it, consumers will be able to quickly see how clean restaurants, snack bars, canteens, pubs, and bakeries are. Consumer Protection Senator Dirk Behrendt explained on the RBB Abendschau that repeatedly, during health inspections, too many establishments do not pay enough attention to the hygiene regulations. And by publishing the results, the administration hopes that those who don't might take a little more care because, quote, it's about the health of all of us, unquote. Starting in January of 2023, a transparency barometer in colors ranging from green to red will indicate the results of health department inspections, in which operators will then have to clearly display to customers. And the results are also to be published on the internet. Harsh criticism is coming from the Berlin Hotel and Restaurant Association, or DIHOGA. Thomas Lengfelder, managing director of the association, says that while his association supports the law, he accuses Senator Behrendt and his staff of, quote, unacceptable behavior. Originally, DIHOGA had been assured that operators would have a right to a follow-up inspection before a negative hygiene result would be made public. However, this passage is now no longer in the draft law. But it is necessary, says Lengfelder, so that operators are not immediately punished for small mistakes. The Senate administration says in this regard that the operator can apply for an unannounced follow-up inspection at their own expense, but must, in the meantime, post the results of the first inspection. An unknown man attacked another man overnight Tuesday into Wednesday in Neukölln, leaving the victim seriously injured. According to a police spokeswoman to RBB24, the 22-year-old victim had been in a pub on Sonnenallee with acquaintances. When the group left the pub around 1:20 a.m., they allegedly encountered another group of men on the sidewalk. At least one man from this second group is said to have attacked the 22-year-old with a knife for reasons yet unknown before fleeing in a dark-colored vehicle. According to the police, the victim suffered multiple stab wounds to his legs and his upper body and was transported with serious but non-life-threatening injuries to the hospital by rescue services. During an inspection of the scene, task forces took a knife and a machete into evidence. The investigation into the crime and the background to it is ongoing. Although summer is just starting, there are already fallen leaves on some Berlin streets. According to the Berlin Senate Department for the Environment, Transport, and Climate Protection, the cause is a fungal disease that exclusively affects sycamore trees and has been able to spread strongly due to the cool and damp weather. The disease causes brown and blotchy leaves, the stem dies, and the leaf drops. Environmental expert Dirk Ehlert of the Senate Department remarked that the fungus is found on all sycamore trees and that there are no trees left in Berlin that are not currently affected. Per Ehlert, it is impossible to prevent the spread of the fungus due to the fact that the wind distributes the spores over a wide area. However, usually only the first generation of leaves is affected in the springtime, and the disease is not life-threatening to the trees. Most recover and then resprout. The fungus is also harmless to other plants, animals, and humans. Berlin sycamores were last affected by the disease 7 years ago. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.